broke into smaller fragments. Someone screamed. Someone else screamed. A man plunged out of the growth, pounding his side. I got another ball ready, threw it the other way. "Wait," I said. "Let them come out. We'll push them down the path to the gate." There were three men on that path now, wild-eyed. Then three more came out like spooked cattle. The brush was burning. "That's long enough. Let's move." We hustled forward. The baffled would-be assassins retreated. They piled up against the closed gate. The gatemen stared at the flames, stunned, unsure what to do.
"Ram, bang them over the head. Put them in the coach."
A guard recognized me, did his job by rote as Ram waded into the six.
"Mistress."
Abda was behind me. I turned. A man of fire was charging us with an upraised tulwar, a weapon I had not seen here before. It looked like an antique. Abda ducked, darted, had his rummel around the man's neck in a blink. I did not get to use my borrowed blade. The assassin's impetus broke his neck. That was it. Ram tossed bodies into the coach. I told the least rattled gate guard, "Thank Master Gupta for the loan." I gave him the sword, and extend my apologies for the damages. The priest Chandra Chantal should be happy to make them good.
"Ready, Ram?"
"Yes, mistress."
"Abda, get that carry-on loaded." I walked to the coach, climbed up beside my driver, looked around, spotted Tal. He and two other priests in red were standing street-side, 80 feet away, bug-eyed.
I saluted them.
"Loaded, mistress,"
Abda called up. I got some amusement from him and Ram. They did not want me up there, exposed, but did not want me inside with the dead and captive either.
"Shall I run along behind like a good Taglian woman, Ram?"
Embarrassed, he shook his head.
"Climb aboard."
We rolled right past Tal and his cronies. I called down,
"Get what pleasure you can from the hours you have left."
Tal blanched. The other two were made of sterner or stupider stuff.
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook, so please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.